And having prayed that prayer, here is the conclusion of his letter. As for those who in this present age are rich, well, command them not to be haughty, and don't set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, whatever way you can be rich. And he said that about the women wearing trinkets and, you know, earlier in the thing. And he said, look, don't live like that. Let your good deeds be your adornment, not your flash things. And he said it about the bishops not wanting gain, and he said it about the deacons. So here it is, he's saying it again. But let their hopes be on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. We are to do good and to be rich in good works, which he also said in chapter 2, verse 10, in regard to the women. Let good works be, and I hope by now, those of you who have been with me for a while on Paul's letters, I hope you're peacefully settled on that silly argument that's dead about faith and good works. You know, that was a problem of the Reformation period between the Catholic and the Lutheran community, and they just kept missing each other. And now, thank God, the Lutheran community and the Catholic community have said, well, we actually mean the same thing. So the argument is dead, except in little communities that haven't read the literature. Because what was going wrong was the Lutherans were blaming the Catholics, not without reason. I mean, behaviour is one thing, theory is another, for saying, no, we can earn our way to salvation by good works. That was never the teaching of the church, but there'll still be people who think that wherever they are. But that's how they blame. So good works meant works of the law. And they said, no, here's Torah. And Paul says, it's not through works of the law that we get salvation, it's through faith in Jesus Christ. So it became faith, not good works. Are you with me? Meaning works of the law. True. That's true. In fact, that's a Jewish teaching quite as well, which we now know, though we often thought Paul was arguing with the Jews on that point. That's common ground. No Jew would deny that in the traditional Judaism. That's our truth. But there's another truth. Good works is not good works of the Torah, good works of faith. Faith, James, without good works is dead. Jesus, not those who say, Lord, Lord, but those who do the will of my Father. So it's, and faith that works through love is the faith that Paul is talking about all the time. So one group is talking about good works, meaning earning your way to salvation. The other group is talking about good works, meaning the works that flow from faith, that's real. Both true. But they thought they were arguing. So it's a matter of debate, discussion, misunderstanding and all that. Here it is, look. To be rich in good works is quite important. Generous, ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of a life that really is life. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you. And I think he means the community that's entrusted to him. Look after it. Guard it. We've got a beautiful word in English, keep. You know how in a castle they have the keep of the castle, that really central part that's impregnable. And then all the different rooms, and there's the outer turrets. So to keep in English is a good word. It means to hold it right in that sacred place that's impregnable. Well, keep what's been entrusted to you, the community and the gospel. Hold them. Guard them. Avoid the profane chatter and the contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. That's a really good term. You might know that Irenaeus is one of the first ones. This is the second century now, 160, something like that, AD. Irenaeus, who was born in Asia, that's somewhere near Ephesus, Smyrna, that area, just north of Ephesus, probably. That's his area. He knew Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna, just north, you know, just along up above the little inlet from Ephesus. It's one of the towns, one of the cities of the apocalypse of that Asia Minor. Well, he started there, and then he went over as a presbyter, as a priest, went over to Lyon, Lyons, you know, where the Roman camp was, who was made a bishop there, just where the Rhone River comes down from the mountains, the Alps, and then suddenly turns abruptly and heads off to Marseille. Well, on that area there was a Roman camp controlling that part of Gaul. Well, he went there, and from there he wrote this enormous book, five books in it, I think there are, called Against the Heresies. That's what we talk about. It's against knowledge falsely so called, against gnosis, that is pseudo-gnosis. That's what he's writing against. Very difficult book. And has been likened here by scholars to someone who's like a boxing, a person in a boxing ring, who protects the bit that you've just hit. So you hit me in the jaw and I protect my jaw. Then you hit me down there and I protect myself down there. Then you hit me somewhere else and you're always a step behind. So here's Irenaeus trying to cope with false Gnosticism, which is spawning ideas all the time. And he's defending it here and then defending it there and defending it there, but it's just too wobbly. But that's where he got his title from. He's Paul against those who claim to have knowledge, gnosis, which is a good thing to have, but it's falsely called knowledge. It's not real knowledge because it doesn't know God. Well, avoid that. By professing it, some have missed the mark as regards the faith. Got caught up in this. And then he says, grace be with you. And here we go, right back to the beginning of the letter. You is plural. He's writing to Timothy. So he's not writing to Timothy, you see. He'd have a different you there if he was. He's writing to Timothy as the leader of the community, and he intends the letter to be heard by the whole community because he wants the community to know that he's instructed Timothy this way, and so they'll obey Timothy, they're obeying Paul. It's not just Timothy. So it's actually a letter, it's not a letter at all, it's a public direction given to the whole community, including their leader, Timothy. And so the you in the end is plural.